Jack, congratulations, world bronze. How do you look back on that final?
It was absolutely brilliant. You know, it's probably one of the most fun competitions I've ever had in my entire life, really. The standard was huge. My score was really good. A little bit disappointed in my fourth and fifth dives. They could have definitely gone better, but, you know, it's how diving is. It's such a up and down sport. A lot of mistakes are always made with a lot of people, as you could see throughout the entire event. But I'm really happy to get a world bronze second of this trip, so really happy.
I was going to say, you shouldn't be too hard on yourself. I mean, the standard in that final was incredible. You were up against, you know, defending world champion and the Olympic champion and pushed them all the way.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, it was a rock-solid competition. Like I said, it was the most fun one I've ever been in because the standard is so high. Everyone's bouncing off each other and pushing each other to those new levels. So you see the mad scores that we've seen today. But, you know, I'm really, really happy. I'm just been overcritic of myself, like over-criticising. But, you know, it's how I am and I like to constantly move forwards and I've learned a lot from this and moving on to Rio, hopefully, you know, I'll put those experiences and lessons into a plan.
You say it's been an amazing 18 months of learning, really. Commonwealth Games success, and then this year out of the World Series, you've been dominating, really. I mean, what have you learned from the whole experience, really, and how much confidence has it given you?
Oh, tons. Yeah, I mean, the past year and a half has been absolutely fantastic. I got a bronze in the World Cup in Shanghai, followed by two Commonwealth gold medals as well, and then the World Series this year, been the overall world champion, World Series champion, sorry, not the world champion, unfortunately.
next time.
Yeah, next time, definitely. But, you know, three gold medals throughout the series and a bronze today, it just gives me more confidence and more experience with every single one I do, and, you know, I'm still young. I mean, the guys that have beaten me are much older than I am, so just, you know, taking everything in my stride and hopefully going to snowball into a better dive and a better competitor.
And you must be learning to cope with the pressure as well, because obviously once you put yourself there at the top of the sport and in the World Series, people are looking at you all the time. They're analysing your videos, looking at the dives that you're doing, and there is that expectation as well that comes with it.
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, I've shot up a little bit in the past couple of years and people are asking questions about me and everything, and they're speculating as to what we do in back in Leeds and stuff, and you know, I like to keep some secrets on what we do just so I keep an edge on them. But I mean, you know, it's brilliant and it's really good that people are interested in what I'm doing and they're excited about a new talent. But I'm training hard, really hard throughout this year, and it's time for a break. But I'm extremely proud of what I've done this year and I'm really happy.
And sorry, just finally as well, Olympic place secured as well on top of everything.
Yeah, I know. You know, finishing top 12, you get the Olympic spot, the second one that I've qualified. Very, very nice having it in synchro and individual. It means I can kind of sit back now. But, you know, it's brilliant to have that. I can't really say anything else because I'm just extremely happy and everything's gone the way I wanted it.
Congratulations, Jack. Well done. Great stuff.